fans out there. This is Bella.
And I'm Zoe.
And we're from the Bella and Me podcast at the New Pod City Podcasting Studio. And we're here to say we're supporting Trenton Animals Rock. And we hope everyone out there will support them and help all our brothers and sisters in the fight. All our little brothers and sisters locked up or strayed and chained up and hit by cars. Yeah, we support all our brothers and sisters, and we love Trenton Animals Rock because they take care of all of us and they care about us, and we love them.
Yeah, we love them. Right, Zoe?
That's right, Bella. We love them. Trenton Animals Rock!
For more information or to donate to Trenton Animals Rock, go to tarnj.org. That's tarnj.org.
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, art of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Oh, what did you think of Harry last week?
I love Harry.
He started crying like a little boy. I loved it.
What's his song? Dun dun about Harry and Harry.
I'm just wild about Harry.
All right, I'm just wild about Harry.
That's the Harry's wait. Those are the lyrics you couldn't remember. Da Harry, really?
I knew there was a Harry.
I knew there was a Harry involved.
Right, Harry, there's Harry.
I won't say I'm wild about him.
I'm wild.
Listen, my heart almost broke when he started crying.
Good guy.
He found out he was getting the Luke Skywalker's blaster from Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
he lost his mind. So
yes.
Go on YouTube, podcasty, if you haven't seen that. This is a really fun interview with Harry. We do a really lame Star Wars quiz. You know what I did the other day?
What? Right here?
This was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The other day.
Yes.
Ryan Dominguez.
Yes.
Some people say Ryan or Rian. It's Ryan. It's yes. Ryan, people.
Okay.
Mm. You know who told me that? Ryan did. Okay.
Okay.
We had 17 people in the studio.
Okay.
10 people in the studio, 7 people in my office fiddling mm-hmm. with stuff. I kept hearing things breaking off my desk and falling. I'm like, hello in there. Hello, my office.
Were they little
kids? No, they weren't little kids. They were grown adults sitting okay. on the floor like lunatics.
They were having a sit-in.
We recorded a musical in here.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing.
What's the name of it?
Group.
And is it going to be at the Passage Theater?
Yes, it's going to be at the Passage Theater, I think sometime in May.
Ooh.
And we recorded all of Act One, music and everything.
And
I was surrounded by women in here singing at me.
So there's a show coming up called Group. I'm sorry, I'm stepping on your...
But you have a little bit of information.
I
You're
know,
just going
and I'm
off.
Running with it.
All right, I want to hear what you're going to say. We have a group, a good thing coming up. Go ahead.
It's a show. Yeah. It's going to be at the Passage Theater.
What kind of show?
It's a musical show. It's going to be at the Passage Theater. It's all women.
Yeah.
And it's going to be wonderful. It's about group therapy, right?
Yeah.
Did
you
I get
know,
it?
How do you know all this?
Because she told me and I listen.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You always look like you're not listening when I'm talking to you.
All
right. Okay. Oh, by the way, you know what I meant to ask you?
What?
What do you think my two favorite words are?
Jim Beam.
Jim Beam is right. Give that,
I
give that woman a prize.
How did I guess that? That's so good.
Jim Beam. Let me tell you, we can't escape Jim Beam.
Well, listen, who wants to? But anyway, we were just upstate.
That's why I'm saying we can't escape it.
Oh, okay.
What I was leading to.
All right.
Who wants to?
We were at the state liquor store because in Pennsylvania,
right.
You can't just go to a liquor store for liquor. You have to go to a particular place.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You can't just go to a liquor store for liquor. You have to go to a particular place.
Right. It's not like, you know, Joe's liquor store. It's not like, you know, Joe Canal or, you know, Cedar Gardens. Da da da!
Right.
It's Philadelphia. I'm sorry. It's
okay. So we're in the store.
Yes.
Let's start there.
Okay, we're in the store, and I was looking into Jim Beam, and lo and behold,
mm-hmm.
it's not just Jim Beam.
No, it's not.
There's Jim Beam Honey,
which made me immediately think of Danielle.
There's Jim Beam with cinnamon in it, and there's Jim Beam with cherry.
Right.
And I want to try them all.
But what, the cinnamon one, is it like hot?
It's like you know, like one of those hot red hots?
Yeah. Only like, with bourbon.
Yeah. That's nice.
Hey, Jim Beam, you didn't send us any honey, no cinnamon, no cherry.
Hey,
what's up?
Honey.
What's up, honey?
Oh, and I want to give Danielle a honey one because she likes the honey.
Listen, we did enough for this woman already.
No. <All right. laughs> I think we should have her over and her husband and have
her husband, the ginger. I wonder if they have a ginger Jim Beam.
Ooh.
That'd be an interesting one.
Ginger Jim Beam.
Ginger flavor.
And it's a nondescript face with a big thing of red
big
hair.
Big flame for head.
Yes,
for
yes.
Hair.
I like that.
The ultimate ginger.
Feel free to use that idea, Jim Beam.
Go ahead, Jimbo. We'll take a 3% cut. We'll make it cheap for you.
So anyway, I would like to try those.
Yeah.
Because right. Those look interesting.
Oh, and by the way, I got to tell you something. So we're going to see the Batman with Will Fosky.
Yes, we are. That's Friday.
No. It's Thursday night.
I knew it!
You did not know it.
No,
you kept saying to me, the movie's at 7 o'clock, right? The movie's at 7:30, right? No. 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. You never said once the day was wrong.
I had it in here.
He'd be sitting in his house waiting for a ride that's never going to come.
Right here. I knew it was Thursday. I just assumed you knew better than I because I just was like going along for the ride. But I had a feeling. Oh, yes.
He's sitting alone. Waiting for us to pick him up.
Well, that works out.
Apparently,
so
we weren't the only ones that thought that, because some other people thought the same thing.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Podcast, yeah, Christine and I are just talking, so just don't mind us for a minute.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah.
Thursday.
Tomorrow. Thursday.
Okay.
We're recording this on a Wednesday afternoon.
Good.
But you may not be hearing this on a Wednesday afternoon.
Good.
If you are, it's not
good.
This Wednesday afternoon.
This works out wonderful.
I know.
That's perfect.
So, that's it. Perfect.
All right, that's it. We're good.
All right, good.
I know what I'm going to wear.
What?
I'm not telling.
What is that?
I'm wearing.
You're going to wear your Radiator costume? What
yes.
is that?
Psst. I'm going to wear my Agent Carter outfit.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, by the way, Podcastio, well done with the Trenton Waves shirts. We don't need you. We don't want you.
Yes.
Over $600.
Trenton's
Animals Rock.
For the Trenton Animals Rock.
Yeah.
Yes. All the profits go to support the great work they're doing over there.
Yes. Danielle Glito, as yes. in Cheeto.
Yes. And a lot of other great people over there. The foster parents,
yeah.
The volunteers, and
fortunately, I just know who Danielle is.
Well, yeah, but it's not just her running the whole show.
Right. And she'll be the first to tell you that.
She would. Exactly.
Right. Danielle. She's a monster. She's a marketing monster. She makes you feel guilty watching looking at those pictures.
I know. Every dog has a story.
Yeah. She totally admitted it,
that's
too.
That's good.
Anyway, okay. So we have the interview of interviews today. This is like some high-level stuff.
High-level? Top secret, but high-level.
No, not top secret. Well, not anymore, okay. Anyway. If it was a secret, oops. Sorry. This is... I feel a little nervous, a little intimidated.
You always say that.
What am I supposed to say?
You're
I don't really feel intimidated.
You're not intimidated.
First of all, she was 20 minutes early. I'm like sweeping
somebody,
up stuff.
That's
like, I'm like, oh.
That's a page from your book.
It is. Well, it's a page from my book. I'm not saying knock 20 minutes early. I'm saying be 20 minutes early.
Well, she was. She wanted to hang and chit-chat.
She wanted to hang and listen to some old shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's the she we're talking about? Well, Podcastio, wouldn't you like to know?
Hold on to your hats.
Hold on to your hats. Buckle up. Phone the neighbors. Wake the kids. This is an episode you won't want to miss. We have with us the... What does incorrigible mean? Is that a good word or a bad word?
It's kind of a negative. Incorrigible.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're incorrigible.
Indubitable.
Indubitable.
Infamous.
We don't need your help. We'll call you when we need you.
Infamous could be good or bad.
Yeah. She's infamous.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely and talented, yet intimidating.
Modest and humble.
Modest and humble, which is kind of the same thing.
Okay.
Intimidating. Sorry. Bold. Brash.
Yes.
Lovely.
Yes.
Scottish.
Yes. Can they guess?
Can you guess podcast? Because yes, no, like just introduce the freaking guest.
Yes, say it already.
Marge Caldwell Wilson is with us. Yay! Hello, Marge.
Hi.
Oh, but wait a minute. This just in.
Oh,
this is breaking news. We have a repeat guest with us as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Who just showed his face.
Straight from 1911 Smokehouse in Trenton, New Jersey, Mr. Reggie Hallett is here as well. With, oh, he brought liquor. He brought three bottles of liquor.
It's one of Marge's favorites, so since she's going to be on the podcast.
We should promote it.
What's the wine? What is
Cote de Roses. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Gerard Bertrand. And it's a Pinot Noir.
No, Pinot Noir. Which not a Pinot Grigio.
No.
Apparently. You're shaking your heads at that.
Nah.
But there were two other bottles behind Reggie over there.
What oh, then you didn't bring those.
You didn't?
Those are from here. The Jersey.
What are those?
Those are from Cream Ridge. You brought them in to give to your the film blurs.
I never noticed that before.
That's why they're still sitting there, because they've been there.
Put them there.
They've been there for a long time.
Oh, I got to give them to the blurs.
And I'm like, why are they still here?
I got to give them to the film blurs. Wow.
Yes.
Okay, Marge.
All right.
Now, this has been quite the time in trying to get you here.
Mm-hmm.
Get a comment?
Mm-hmm. I'm happy I'm here.
Why has it been so long? Why have you been so evasive?
I've been busy.
There you go.
Yeah? Doing what?
Busy. Why isn't
that? Helping run the city, keeping things in order.
That's right. Marge is on council, and that's as political as we're going to get.
Right.
But real quick, who do you hate? No, we want anybody. That definitive interview.
This is it. And it's
this
not
is
political.
It. Right. No. Okay. So why don't you start with your first question, and then we'll just kind of season in from there.
Okay, so I want to know, what brought you to Trenton, New Jersey?
Well, I actually lived in Eatontown. Prior to that, I lived in Scotland.
Wow.
And I married a fellow from Freehold, New Jersey. I met him in Scotland. So that's how I ended up over here. I actually met him over there at a show, and he was in the Navy, and I didn't know until I had gone out with him a couple of times. He was afraid to tell me that he was a sailor because I was down on the Holy Loch and all the weapons they had out there in the Holy Loch. So he was afraid to say to me, well, that's where I am.
Ah,
you were down on all the weapons that they have where?
They had a nuclear base over there, Navy base in the Holy Loch in Scotland.
Oh, say that, and I say used that to put Holy Loch?
Holy Loch.
Loch. It's a lake.
Holy Loch.
Like a Loch Neck monster.
Like challah bread?
Yes, it's got the little guttural.
Like a lozenge. Okay, so in that area of Scotland, they had nukes, and you weren't into that.
Well, they had an American Navy base,
right?
Mm-hmm. And that's where he and I used to protest there.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And
when how romantic!
When I told him that, he was afraid to tell me that he was part of that.
You see, you were intimidating. Exactly.
So you were in Eatontown, then how did you get to Trenton?
I got divorced after about 10 years, and he's now deceased. But I became a union president for a union local CWA in Freehold for all the social workers. They weren't unionized. I helped them unionize. And I became the president of that local, and I was lobbying at the State House one day, and they closed down for closed session. So I started driving around, and I discovered Mill Hill.
Mm.
Now, Jackson Street, most of the houses were boarded up at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw my house. There was something that drawing me to this house. So I bought the house, and I moved into Mill Hill.
Wow. So you kind of had, you felt the vibe, and you fell in love with the city and the area, specifically where you moved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was absolutely taken in by all the historic buildings and, you know, I didn't know a lot about the city of Trenton, mm-hmm. but I was actually impressed. And but then once I moved in, you know, I had struggles with the drug dealing and the crime. But, you know, that's mm-hmm. all past me now.
Right. So when you moved into Mill Hill, what year was that?
1984.
You said most of the houses were boarded up. So it isn't what we see now, which is
no,
really
the 100 block. The 100 block was next to the park.
Okay.
Was already restored, but the 200 block was struggling.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So you see, it happens in all cities that you have this regeneration and restoration.
I wonder when Mill Hill was slated for demolition.
Do you know what year that was?
It was before you
that
came
story.
In.
That was
that I don't know, but mm-hmm. I know that the years that I've lived there, the city had wanted to tear down buildings, and the Mill Hill people had an uprising, and we threatened to chain ourselves to the building.
Right, exactly.
And then some folks organized, and they David Hatch and John Henderson, they put together an organ.
Listen to me. It's John Hatch and David Henderson. David Hatch and John Henderson. John Henderson. No, because she has a huge crush on John Hatch.
And he knows.
And
he
God
knows.
Forbid we get that cat's name wrong.
Well, they formed Atlantis Properties. And right. They started to restore some of those properties. And I know that the house next door to me had a lot of issues with the folks that were staying in there. Mm-hmm. So this young man from Princeton Seminary was outside looking at the buildings. He's looking to buy a house. Mm-hmm. And I went down on my knees and grabbed him by the ankles and begged him to buy that house.
Like the woman with the issue of blood from the Bible. Are you kidding me?
And he did.
He's like, I better do what this lady says. She's going to come after me.
No wonder Reggie's following around with a bottle of wine.
But he actually did buy the house, and now it has a different it has a different owner because his ministry was moved to another state.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
But that's how we try to encourage people to come in and buy the property.
I do the same thing. Well, I don't wrap myself around the legs, but if I see someone looking at a house on our block, I either send him out and then I run out and I'm like, hi.
We have to let them know that Trenton is pretty much a friend of the place.
Well,
And don't believe the news in the
listen. Trenton, I'm all about Trenton, and it is friendly. We want friendly people here, and we'll be friendly. But listen, don't stop messing with our stuff thinking you're going to improve it.
Well, improve it in the way of restoration and regeneration.
I say improve it with air quotes.
Okay, okay, all right.
Like tearing down a 200-year-old home to put up a tract house.
Right.
No, that's not improving.
Right. We've been through that.
Yeah.
But, okay, so now, from what you've been saying, I'm hearing that you stood for a lot of things in your life. Mm-hmm. So you were a social worker?
Yes.
So you weren't just a social worker, not that that's a just, but you also were involved in the unionization of that and so on. So tell us a little bit about that, if you can.
Believe it or not, I'm a very private person, so I don't always talk about all of the things that I've done.
You just do it. You don't talk about it.
Yeah. Right. So I went to Glasgow University, and that's where I got my bachelor's degree in social work, clinical social work. But I was very active in Scotland in the South African anti-apartheid movement. That's where I really started to become a real activist and daring and go ahead and arrest me. I don't care. This is really important. And it's a good thing that I got involved with the anti-apartheid movement because I got to meet Elizabeth Zabiko, whose husband was murdered in South Africa. She was in exile. When I moved to the United States, I got a phone call from her, and she was now an observer at the UN. And so that really helped me connect her with the unions to get donations and clothing for the women and children in exile from South Africa that couldn't go back there because they would be murdered.
Okay.
It also made me understand how much investment the state had in South Africa.
Wow.
And so we rallied the unions together to go to the State House and get them to stop investing in South Africa because of all of the racial issues that were going on there. So, you know, that kind of gave me a lift up when I came here to this country. I started meeting a lot of other activists. And coming from a union country, because in Scotland, they're very proud to be part of a union, and the unions take care of the families when there's issues and when there's slowdowns and whatever. Mm-hmm. And my whole family have been involved in the unions throughout the years. So that's why I got involved with the unions.
So you've always been an activist at heart. When did that start? Did you know as a little girl, you're like, there's injustice here. I need
Well, the only occasion I can tell you about that, I was in what they call the Girl Guides. It's like the Girl Scouts. Mm-hmm. And I was the company marker. And there was a young girl that joined, and you know, you had to get uniforms, and her parents couldn't afford a uniform. So the pack leader decided that she couldn't participate if she didn't have a uniform. And I quit gave the logo on my uniform, and left. Mm-hmm. And my mother agreed with me.
Oh, wow. So that's cool. So that's
when my activism really started. Okay. I think. Yeah.
You saw the injustice in something.
And she gave her clothes away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, Marge, you are intense. And I have to go, and my mother agreed with me.
Well,
okay.
Good. I mean, that's cool. That's very cool. Yeah.
I have a feeling she would have done it if the mother didn't agree with her either.
I think so. That, yeah. I agree with that right. too. But it's helpful when your parents are supporting you.
Reggie's gobsmacked. He didn't know this much about Marge, did you, Reg?
I did not. It's amazing.
And look, he's speechless.
A lot of people need to know.
Yes. Right. Because sometimes when you see a person, even if you talk to people, and we've talked a lot and met at different various things, but when you were over the other day, we just were finding this out, and
that's because I had too many of this.
Oh, okay. Well, by the way, podcast here, they're all drinking. Well, I'm drinking coffee, by the way. I'm very responsible. They're all drinking wine,
yes,
except for Reggie, which is weird. What are you having over there?
Nothing.
He's gonna fly.
He's my new drone.
Yeah. He has to fly his drone. He's not flying. He might crash into Delaware. Who knows? I'm drinking coffee because I'm responsible. I gotta drive.
I'm responsible. Yeah.
All right. Well,
okay.
Whatever. You're drinking alcohol on a show. This isn't the first time either.
Sipping.
Anybody who's ever heard episode 50, I guarantee you, go listen to episode 50 where they're all having bourbon cocktails. Me, Will, Christina, and Erin. And it slowly declines
the
quality of their voice.
It's cocktail hour.
That's right.
Yeah, somewhere it is. Yeah, apparently it's cocktail hour now, 2
That's
o'clock.
That's right. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Right. I'm thinking about the guy driving home from work right now. It's happy hour now, dude. So you may want to pull over and join these sloshes. All right, next.
Well, I just want to talk a little bit about Scotland. What was it like growing up there? Because I'm a Anglophile. I love all things Great Britain. You've seen my pub dining room.
She's from Scotland, too.
Well, I'm what, 6%?
6%. Might as well be 100.
So growing up in Scotland, it was very family-oriented. My mother, God bless her, I mean, never even graduated high school because she had to take care of all her siblings, her and the older ones, because their parents died when they were young, in a very short time. So they raised all their siblings. So my aunts that grew up with me, I was on a first name basis with them. I never called them aunt or whatever. So, but it was a very close-knit family, and it still is. My mom, who always amazes me because as much as she didn't have a really good education, she was wise to no end. Mm. And when I went to Glasgow University, I joined the mountaineering club and explained to my mother that I wanted to, you know, go climb mountains and learn whatever. She was all for it. She preferred me to be doing that than going out with my girlfriends to dance halls and this and that, and getting in trouble.
So she was in agreement with you doing extreme sports as well.
Well, she usually, you know, I mean, well, that's all I did was climb and teach climbing and take kids out for survival courses and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
You?
So you were a teacher as well?
Huh?
Were you a teacher as well?
Yeah, I was an instructor.
Oh, wow.
Mountaineering instructor.
Wow. So what mountains have you climbed?
So every mountain in Scotland.
Wow.
Pretty much. So I used to, my team and I used to spend New Year's Eve on the summit of Ben Nevis in Scotland.
Wow.
Cool. We would bring in the New Year's at
that
the top
sounds
of the mountain.
Really.
Yeah. And then we'd go down and we'd party and whatever. Yeah.
Now, do you still climb?
I don't climb anymore.
Why not?
Well, you know, I don't know if you realize that, you know, when I started climbing, I was like a teenager.
Okay.
And then I became a professional mountaineer and became a member of the Austrian, the Swiss, and the French Alpine Club.
Wow.
Because I used to go over there. But as you get older, your reflexes slow down.
Okay.
So, you know, it behooves you better to be a teacher and an instructor than actually be, I mean, though you can still do it.
Mm-hmm.
But,
right.
You know, if it's severe climbing, it's a bit risky.
So when you were climbing, did you do rappelling, that kind of climbing, or was it just
I did. There's three seasons. There's a padding season where you get in shape and you do, we call it in Scotland, we call it hill walking. You're walking up mountain braes with a 60-pound pack on your back, getting in shape.
Yeah.
And you're working out every night. And then there's the rock climbing season. And then there's the winter season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you get yourself prepared for the alpine climbing if you, you know, if you go to Europe to, mm-hmm. to climb in the Dolomites and whatever.
Man, oh, wow.
I'm very impressed. I'll
that's
tell you,
like this, serious climbing. That's not like... But
no, it's very serious.
Yeah, not like Bull Pate.
You have
mountain
to,
here.
No, no.
I know whenever we go for a walk, there's this one area where we go, and it's near the cemetery on Lillis Street. You go up this hill.
Please.
That's... What's the problem?
That's like saying I went on a roller coaster and you went on, what was it, that one in Great Adventure that's like Skull Mountain. Like, oh, the scariest.
Yeah, Skull Mountain and Jetstar.
That's the one you put your babies on. That's like, what, please. We're talking about Alps. Almost.
That was just right, traumatic because they had to take my wig off at the time.
No, that was the Jetstar.
That was the Jetstar. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the hill that we go up right off 29 after the cemetery.
That's not mountain climbing. Okay.
Well, it could be for training. Hill walking. It's hill walking.
That would be a hill walking.
Hill walking. That's okay.
I'll get you a pack with 60 pounds on it.
I'm good. I watch Marge do it. You have any video of you mountain climbing?
No.
Ah.
I don't know. What? Is that crazy?
No,
they had video cameras then.
I know, but we didn't, you know, we took pictures of, you know, when we were up there. I don't
okay,
have
so you have pictures.
Maybe somewhere, yeah.
So okay, you know. So I know I also know some information that you were also you're like an expert shot.
Oh, I used to shoot trap.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. And I shot trap in Scotland, and then when I came over here, I joined a rifle and pistol club so that I could have access to the trap houses and then go in competition. And then they were making it mandatory that you be a member of the NRA, and I quit.
Oh, okay.
Because of the word mandatory?
No.
Because of being, them making us join the NRA, I'm totally opposed
okay,
to the NRA.
Okay, because of the whole mandatory part.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Right, because
yeah.
that's
yeah.
why, that's like Christina, when she hates the word mandatory.
Whenever I used to work, whether I was a teacher or whether I was whatever job I had, and they would say, so you must come to the mandatory meeting, I would go, I'm not going. Yeah. As soon as they put that word yeah. mandatory in, I was like, I'm not going now.
I mean, I was a member, I was paying mm-hmm. dues, and you're going right. to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
No, because when I lived in Monmouth County, I took up Taekwondo. I got as far as my brown belt.
Huh?
And then I moved to Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so that went to an end, and I didn't do any trap shooting because I wasn't aware of any places around
two
here.
Things. Okay. Two things. Taekwondo. When was that?
Well, that was in the 80s.
So in the 80s. Right, so then, if I'm right, I believe I am. Taekwondo, in order to advance to the next belt, you would have to be in a tournament, correct? That's
yeah.
how you would get the belts.
Well, I used to compete, yeah.
Okay, so that's how you would advance to, from belt to belt.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now for podcastia, for those of you who don't know what trap shooting is, of course I know what it is because I'm very, very smart.
No,
but Marge, can you explain to our listeners who may not know what trap shooting is? Maybe they're thinking like skeet shooting?
Well, skeet shooting, the way the houses are set up for the clay pigeons to come out. With skeet shooting, you know exactly what angle they're coming out at.
Mm-hmm.
With the trap shooting course, you never know what angle
oh, wow.
they're coming out at. Mm-hmm. They can come out high, low, wide, whatever.
So wait a second, and you're shooting these birds dead?
No, they're not
No,
birds.
They're clay pigeons.
Clay.
Well, how are they coming out?
They're clay. They have equipment where they shoot it up.
It's almost like if you're... practicing baseball.
Okay.
It shoots out the
shoots a ball out. But they have what they call trap houses.
Okay.
And they have the equipment in there.
I thought they would trap
and
birds.
What, no.
And they finally let them out, and now you're just going
to
shoot them.
No, when you're ready to shoot, you yell pull, and they shoot it out.
Pull.
And, yeah.
Got it. That's what they do on Downtown Abbey.
Right.
They say pull.
Right. Yep.
And that, okay, now I got it.
Right. So anyway, so I know now that you are a big human rights activist.
Yes.
But you also love the four-legged people.
Yeah.
like all my pets, my babies.
Yeah.
So tell us about your activism as far as animals go.
So I've always been an animal lover. And when I moved to Trenton and I visited the shelter, I was appalled at the condition of the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got into office, I decided I'm going to go visit the shelter again. And it was pouring rain, and the dogs were up to their ankles in water.
Oh, my God.
And the place was a shambles. And so the first year in office, during the Mac administration, I got the mayor to agree to put a new roof on the shelter. And then I decided I needed to get more active. So I formed my own foundation, the Lady Margaret Animal Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Lady Margaret Animal Foundation.
Because mm-hmm. there were animals that were severely hurt, needed surgery, and they'd be euthanized mm-hmm. because they didn't have the funds to pay for the surgery. So the purpose of my foundation was to raise money to provide money for surgery for animals.
Now, just as a disclaimer, this is way before Danielle Glito with Trenton Animals Rock, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Way before that.
Well, I actually didn't get involved in the running of the shelter, but I made funds available gotcha. That if they had an animal come in that yeah. needed surgery, they could go to the line item for my foundation because we had donated like over $40,000 through
wow.
the years
mm-hmm.
for surgery for
wow.
the animals. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that I didn't rescue animals, I mm-hmm.
right, right.
any of that. But the most important part of the funding that we received was we could help senior citizens when their animals got sick and they couldn't afford
the
vet bills. So mm-hmm. it was basically for animals
yeah,
in distress.
Cool. Yeah. Very, very cool. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's surprising you don't think of that. Even as an animal lover, someone who has, you know, pets, that they're the aging community sometimes can't, they love their animals.
Yeah.
They don't want to just leave them on the streets,
right.
but they don't have the ability either financially or physically to care for those pets anymore.
Yeah.
So what do they do? It's
yeah.
it's great that we have a city where we have a place that they can be taken. I just read a story today about a dog that an elderly person had to let the
they
dog
had to
go.
Surrender
yeah.
because of their
yeah.
health.
Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate, mm-hmm. but you know, I mean, the crisis in the city with the homeless animals and the animals out there starving and mm-hmm. the health issues and right. whatever, people need to understand that it's really important that we take care of those animals, that we bring them in, that we mm-hmm. get them healthy again and find them homes.
Right.
And this way they're not a danger to the community.
Right.
Yeah.
And here's what I say. You can judge a person. You can judge a city or a place by how they treat their animals. Because if you can't treat your animals properly, what can you expect? How are you going to treat your people?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which
yeah, I agree.
I just think it's a reflection on how you treat your people. So
yeah.
treat your animals well.
Yeah.
And then you'll see that people are treated well as well.
Anywhere near tears right now?
No, mm-hmm. no.
Because
no.
when Danielle was here, I wanted to throw her out of here.
No, I was not.
She almost made you cry.
No, no, no,
yeah.
no, no, no.
I can't have that.
There are things on this on certain sides I can't look at because it sits with me and I hold on to it and then, I just,
well,
you know.
I used to think that, you know, oh my God, if I go to the shelter, it's going to be horrible, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like, those animals are so welcoming
mm-hmm.
for you to go up to them and just even just pet them and talk to them.
Right, right. right. right.
You know,
they're starving
that
for
it
that.
Makes mm-hmm. it, it's totally different. Yeah.
Now, you mm-hmm. say you're an animal lover. Do you have any pets?
I have two rescues.
What are they? Dogs, cats?
Cats. Two cats. Yeah, they're cats. Mm-hmm. And I take care of three feral cats back. I have little shelters for them and I have feeding stations.
What do you call them? Field cats?
Feral.
Feral. We could say feral.
Oh, feral. Oh.
Feral.
Feral wild cats. Just mm-hmm. like cats in the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. you keep feeding them, they're never gonna go away.
Well, that's all right because they're clipped, they can't have babies,
mm-hmm. right.
get, you know, so they're
okay.
they're all taken
that's
care
a responsible
of.
Thing. So if people are out there feeding animals, and especially if it's cold out and you're providing some shelter for them
right.
in the cold, if you can get them to be neutered, that would be
yeah.
really
and Trenton,
great.
Trenton Cat Rescue will help them with that.
Okay,
yeah,
Trenton
you can
Cat
put
Rescue.
a squirrel trap out and catch the cat.
I turned
come
it
on,
off.
Come on, Marge. You're like Bill Volokey with that.
I thought
Who's
I turned
calling?
It off.
You might as well answer it.
No, it was scam likely.
Oh, I hate those
God,
guys.
Scam. You know, yesterday they just told me my Social Security was canceled. And I, for $500, they'll. I'm like, oh, thank God, you called me.
They're like, oh, but we're gonna arrest you. Like,
but yet, we saw it was some fraudulent use on your Social Security, and I'm gonna be arrested. I'm like, well, if you already know it's fraudulent, why am I in trouble?
Right, right.
Why am I getting arrested?
I'm like, you know what? Arrest me. Go ahead. Just send the cops. I'll unlock the door now. Tell them to come on in. You know, no warrant necessary. But Yeah, like Bill Valoki was on the show, episodes ago. Go look it up.
Bill is actually, as we speak, he's out in Mexico.
Good.
I saw he caught a, he had a marlin.
Yeah.
He caught a marlin.
Good.
You know, those ones where they strap you in and you got to fight.
You saw the marlin didn't catch him? Bill. That guy's a nut.
Hey, Bill, shout
with
out to you.
With his e-bike. I said, isn't that like cheating? Well, that's something that an uneducated person would say. I'm like, thanks? You're on my show, jerk. Anyway, so there's no awe.
Can I just say a little something about Trenton?
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
This is your forum. Say what you like.
No. I just, you know, I've lived all over the world, and God knows I love Scotland and my family. But this city has captured my heart. Since I've been here. And, you know, look, Reggie, one of our business owners, one of our better business owners, he is sitting, keeping me company here. And, you know,
Wait a second.
Well, I'm going to interrupt.
I'm choking on coffee. He's sitting here keeping her company. We're the two interviewing him. He's not said a word. He gave her wine.
Listen, he came to support. She was a little tentative about coming on the show, and he said, "I'll come on and give you support." You don't remember any of
this? Yeah, at our house.
Right, but still, he said he would offer her support. That's what the city is about.
Go ahead.
Continue. No, Marge, continue. I mean, when all else fails, the city comes together, and there's a great misconception out in the rest of the world about this city.
Oh, yeah.
And I would dare them to pick up the phone and call me 609-216-4221 and I'll tell you about my city.
Awesome.
Holy smokes.
That was enough. Frank's writing it down.
Someone did this out there the first time I got a phone number.
Yeah, I feel the same way. When you were talking about coming to the city for the first time and something about where you, the house, the neighborhood just drew you.
Yeah.
We felt the same way. I mean, it's just, I don't know. If some people get it and then they all of a sudden they fall in love, they come here and they get it. Some people come here and they don't get it. And that's what the shirt, greetings from Trenton. We don't need you. We don't want you. If you don't get Trenton, just go.
Yeah, go away,
wherever you need to go. Enjoy your life, whatever.
Well, you know, like when you go on vacation, you're away a while and you miss the family or you miss your friends.
Mm-hmm.
I always look forward to going home to Scotland and being with my family.
Mm-hmm.
But the past couple of times I've been there, I've missed my friends in Trenton.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's so true. It really is true. Yeah. Well, we were going upstate last year. We were going, and what I had realized what I was doing is the dates that I was scheduling to go, they always fell on First Friday. And I'm like, we keep missing all the First Fridays. And I'm like, why am I feeling like so we just had to switch it. I'm like, oh, okay. Now everything's back to normal. Like at least I can touch base with people once a month and see great art and socialize and, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, I know how you feel. It's like if we're not involved or we're not doing the things that are going on in the city, you almost feel like, oh, what's happening? I feel like lost a little bit. Yeah.
And thanks to Reggie, because the Smokehouse is always a large proponent of that.
It is.
First Friday.
Totally is.
I kept it going. Give kudos to Reggie because during everything that's happened in the past couple of years, you have been a diehard just standing your ground and just trucking. Just keep trucking.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, it's just, you have that sign out that says, keep walking.
Trenton.
Feel like that's perfect because no matter what happens, you're still open, you're still serving, you're still doing your catering jobs. The state isn't here. It doesn't matter. The residents are here. I'm open for them.
Yeah.
Bah, bah, bah. And you even expanded. You did work on your backyard. And, you know, that's a real business owner to me.
Yeah. You know what I like about Reggie? What I like about Reggie is that, first of all, he's an African-American business owner.
Right.
Making his stuff work.
Making it work.
Yeah. Not say, oh, well, I'm a minority. And I listen, it doesn't matter if he was white, green, purple, yellow. It doesn't matter. Reggie has the heart of a champion, just like his brother Maurice, Howard the Mallet, I call him.
Yeah.
they are serious business owners and then making this thing work. Just like you say, during COVID, man, everyone was complaining about, oh, there's no state workers, there's no state, and then they went out of business. Well, hey, that's what you get.
Right.
You're about the residents. That's what I like.
Yeah.
State workers are like dressing.
Well, he'll serve the state workers. There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely.
Yeah,
but if you gear your whole business around that,
you're not going to make it.
Aitch.
You're never gonna make it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, hats off to you. I appreciate that you did that. I really
makes
do.
Makes the best lemon pepper wings in
yes,
the industry.
Yes, we love that. Yes.
Is there an industry?
I remember. Lemon pepper wings? I remember coming in one day. This was before COVID, but yeah. I think Maurice was behind the bar because
I think one
of the bartenders called out or whatever it was. And I said, oh, I'd like a Manhattan. He's like,
he looked like a Radio Shack employee asking for D batteries.
Like,
oh,
do you know how to make it? I'm like, forget it. Just give me something simple. I'll give it a shot.
I'm already done with Marge. I want to know more about Reggie.
But then the bartender came in and he made an excellent Manhattan for me.
Yes, he did make an excellent Manhattan. Yeah,
so
that's definitely a drink.
But
kudos to Smokehouse, man. Congratulations.
It's an honor to have you.
Smokehouse is one of our locals. That's a place I know I can. You know, Marge, you go to a place and you know, I know I'm going to see a friendly face. I know I'm going to get a good cocktail or a beer or something. I'm going to have some food and I'll probably see somebody that I know and sit down and have a conversation with somebody.
Well,
right.
Then the whole thing about Reggie too, is that I love is that I can text him from my house at night and say, I need a special order tomorrow. Take care of it.
Yeah. That's
it takes always, care of it. Yeah.
Really?
That's you know, problem. Customer service.
Always. If I really need a special order, I'm going to text Marge's number. Now that I have it. To get some lemon pepper wings. I'll pick it up at Marge's house. I'll just give Marge the address for the pickup. That's what I'm going to do.
Yes. Well, speaking of your house, Marge,
yes.
I also want to say that you're involved in the Mill Hill House Tour.
Yeah.
And you opened up your house just this past. They had a beautiful setup outside, you know, for people who didn't feel comfortable going in. But it was so, I love your house. It's so cozy. It's comfortable. It's lived in, but yet it's so charming. And I don't know. I just love your house.
Thank you. Yeah.
I could see why you fell in love with the block as well as the building itself.
But the house didn't look like that when I bought it.
Oh, please.
You sing our song.
We know.
Ceilings falling in.
Oh, yeah.
Water
no plumbing.
Damage.
I know, yeah.
So are you glad you came to this interview? Are you feeling more comfortable now, even if Reggie wasn't here?
I did. This helped.
The wine helped endure us.
I'm actually going to start purchasing this. I like this.
Yeah,
I'll have to take a picture of that label.
He's a good ambassador of stuff.
He is.
Okay. Let's do a little something called...
What you watching? What you watching? What you watching?
What are you watching?
That's right. And Reggie, I don't want to hear Mod Squad.
Mod Squad?
Yeah, that's what he was watching last time. Mod Squad.
The old
His
one?
Favorite TV show was Mod Squad. That's what he said. We did it. Yeah. Okay. It was also like, you know, 90 years ago. Okay?
90? Excuse me. I used to watch that show.
All right. It was from the 70s.
I wanted to be Peggy Lipton.
The problem is... Oh, okay.
I remember her name. See?
That's a little unnerving that you remember Peggy Lipton. I asked him, we were doing a favorite things segment. And I said, okay, favorite TV show. And he goes, Mod Squad. Like, just out of the blue, Mod Squad. There's been some better shows on since
the
70s.
You threw him off because it was like, I didn't throw him off.
No, he's just a weird dude. So we're going to hit him last.
That's why we love him.
What are you watching?
What am I watching? I just finished watching All Things Great and Small.
Right.
And now I'm watching Pennyworth.
Yes, and which is what I'm watching as well.
Right. We're actually watching the same show.
I love it. I really love it. I know what you're going to say, but I'm loving it.
I do love it.
Let's get through it.
This is a superhero show I can watch.
It's so not a superhero show at all.
Well, it's a comic book show.
No, it's not. It's not a comic book show either.
It says DC at the beginning.
Okay, Alfred Pennyworth is Bruce Wayne's butler.
He's a comic book guy.
This is what happened before he became a butler, before he met Thomas Wayne.
I know. Right. And I love it because actually a little bit of reading before I watched it. They had a lot of freedom because there was no history, or as they say in the business, canon.
Yes,
there was no canon for Alfred. So
there was a little bit of canon.
Yeah, but they could really kind of use their imaginations and fill in all this blank space for this character. And I love everything.
Like London, World War II.
I love the little what do they call them? Cookies in
Easter
there?
Eggs?
Easter eggs.
Cookies. Oh, God. Go ahead.
The little treasures that they put in. I won't disclose.
Do you know who you're married to? I own a tech company. I do all things tech. You're calling Easter eggs cookies.
And I there's such a thing as cookies, right?
Well, yeah, but it's not that.
Oh, it's not that. Okay.
There's such a thing as cookies. That's the title of the show. Because there's such a thing as cookies. The definitive Mark March Cola.
Cookies and Easter eggs were the same thing.
Except, no.
Like you find a cookie and you find an Easter egg.
Right.
Oh, boy. Anyway, I like the Easter eggs that you find along the way. So if you haven't watched the show, I won't disclose any of those. But keep your eyes in the backgrounds and the foregrounds of the action, because it's not just about the characters on screen. It's all like little things happening sometimes off.
And it's not only Easter eggs in the sense of like you can find this in a comic book somewhere. They're actually Easter eggs in the sense of what's going on in the storyline, like an ironic thing in the story. So like, you know, somebody's walking by with a pig in a baby carriage.
Right.
It's to show like there's like no one cares.
Right.
No one cares about what's going on.
Right.
You can have absolute craziness happening in the street.
Right.
No one's caring.
Right. It's a London that you don't know. It's like it's supposed to be London in the 60s, but it's really like a little bizarro London at that time. But it's set in the 60s. It's period piece. Yeah. It's very cool. A lot of recognizable faces. If you watch any British TV, you'll see like tons of people.
The other thing I'm trying to watch is Will Foskey sent me a link for the best way to watch all of the DC Animated Universe movies. They're all animated movies.
Mm-hmm.
You can get past the animation technique because the storylines are great. The writing is great. So I sometimes watch that in bed. Christina's looking over. I'm like, what do you want to watch? Because put whatever you want on. I'm like, oh, that's always a loaded thing.
That means I want to sleep. It doesn't mean I want to. Like,
and then I put something on one night. I put Batman on one night. And she's like, oh, no. I'm like, what? No, there's way too much shooting.
Because it's like I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, you're trying to sleep. You used to sleep to Midsommar Murders.
Midsommar Please. Murder was
You hear? Not- Like, that's okay?
Midsummer Murder.
Great show.
Is what we call murder light.
Murder light, yes. It's like diet murder.
It's very, very, like, jovial murder. Like
Right. Anyway, I'm trying to watch that. Okay. Marge, what are you watching?
I just got through watching Better Call Saul.
Oh, Better Call Saul.
Okay, we're going to watch that.
And now I'm going to look and see, watch the Queen of the South.
Good. Oh, okay.
Queen of the South, what is that?
It's about a woman. It's a woman who was a big honcho on the drug business. Yeah,
mm-hmm. You're into that, man. Watch Breaking Bad. Have you seen all the Breaking Bad?
I saw Breaking
Bad. We haven't watched
that.
So then
you know who Saul Goodman is, then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. Perfect. A friend of mine, Christine Blackburn, who's going to be coming to. She's a comedian in L.A. She's actually going to be coming to Trenton in June to visit us. She just interviewed Bob Odenkirk's brother, Bill, on her show. Story worthy. A little shout out to Story Worthy podcast.
Story Worthy.
I was on Story Worthy.
Yes.
I was on her show. But anyway.
Yes, this podcast.
Why is that so funny? That's not funny.
We met Christine in Nashville.
Yes, that was quite the fiery meeting.
It was my fault. She would tell the story, but I will also
I'll let her tell the story.
Do you want me to tell a little
bit? You can
tell.
Yeah. Give a little.
How we met. Is I was like really, really done with the whole masks and social distancing. Mm. So they kind of left it up to everybody. Like, if you feel safe this way, if you want to do this, everyone's. So I don't know what happened. I was like done. And
you were very angry.
And
at that
she
point.
Was like, she got the brunt of my fed upness with everything. And then
I introduced you to her. Like, you came over and we were talking. I said, oh, Christina, this is Christine Blackburn.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, hi, how are you? And I think she like elbowed you or something. Like, she gave her elbow.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I think you hugged her.
No, I didn't hug her.
Oh, you didn't hug her?
I wasn't aggressive.
That was your.
I forgot where the mask thing came in.
I don't know. I don't even remember. I said, I'm not doing that. Or I don't know
what I did.
I was very like.
I just remembered what happened.
Yeah. But then I felt like that was inappropriate. I should have really not taken it out on this poor girl that I just was meeting. So then later on, we were at the party at the Wild Horse Saloon and I apologized.
Yeah.
And apparently that had an effect on her because I did say, I'm really sorry. That was totally me. I blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, thanks. People don't really do that anymore. I'm like, I do. Because,
and like 2 months later, she mentioned it on her show to one of her guests about you.
Because it was really my fault. It was totally me being obnoxious and... I just wanted to really...
I can't imagine you being obnoxious.
Oh, yeah. I get to a point where, you know, I can just... And then I'm just like...
She snaps. Yeah, she makes me look shy.
Yeah.
That's normally my route. I normally like embarrass her when I'm meeting somebody. Just like, oh my God. Did he just say that?
So let's see. Let's right, ask so, Reggie now.
So, well, oh, wait, I want to wrap up on Marge for a second. Sorry. So you're watching, you just finished watching Better Call Saul. Did you like it?
Yes.
I think he's way underrated.
Oh, I love him.
He's off the charts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Underrated actor. Yeah.
I remember really him from the, I'm going to quote the wrong thing, The Man Show?
Mr. Show.
Oh, Mr. Show.
I don't know why
Show.
You keep calling it that. It's called Mr. Show.
Mr.
The
Show.
Man Show. What is with you?
I don't know.
Have some more wine while we get over to Reggie.
All right,
Reggie. Listen, you're getting a second chance. I'm going to whip that mic right out from under your mouth.
There's a few we're watching.
What are you watching?
Okay.
So that's right. You weren't married yet.
I'm married now.
Okay, now, what are you watching?
So I'll start with the good stuff first. Snowfall, Ozark.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the wife is watching 90 Day Fiancé and all these other things that I'm like just laying there watching.
She into those Hallmark movies?
No.
90 Day Fiancé
is not Hallmark.
No, it's not Hallmark.
What's the snow? What is it?
Snowfall, it's about the government bringing in the drugs.
Mm. Right.
Back in the day in California.
Do you guys watch TV together by any chance? There's drug stuff.
No, I know, but
Ozark,
I love that. That's
why they get along so well.
Jason Bateman is in that one.
Yeah, Jason
Ozark.
Bateman.
Ozark.
That's
one
awesome.
Person you like and one you don't.
Oh, Laura Linney?
Laura Linney. You don't care for her.
She's a horrible actress. I don't buy it.
But she might be a nice person.
Okay.
But I have a question about, is it a documentary type show or is it just,
it's drama.
It's a drama based on?
On all of that.
Okay.
Everything.
Okay.
Bringing the drugs in from Nicaragua and how the government was buying it and stuff like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And so ISIS is digging like these like more romantic things.
More reality shows.
Does she like Love is Blind? Has she watched that?
I don't think she's watched that.
Oh, you should tell her about it. It's where these people, they want to get married. So they put them in a situation where they get to only talk to the person. They don't have any idea what they look like. So they go into these different rooms and they go on dates. They get to talk and then they can go back to the same person or they can go visit a different person. And then as the show progresses.
I don't want to get stuck watching that.
I hope you turn this out by now. I don't know what I'm less of a fan of, that or House Hunters.
I don't watch that anymore.
Oh, thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Because we don't have TV anymore.
Right.
You don't need to go on TV for House Hunters. They call you every 5 minutes trying to buy your house.
Yeah, we get that all the time.
They do.
Hi, is this Mr. Sasso?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I would want to know if you would be interested in an offer for your house.
Okay, what's the offer?
Well, I'm going to have somebody get back.
No. You call me up.
What's the offer?
What's the offer?
I want to know right now.
Now you got to go work on an offer? No, let me know what the offer is. Maybe I am interested.
We're never interested.
Get out of here. You and the Social Security being canceled. Whatever. How does it get canceled? What's canceled?
You've been abusing the Social Security.
I've been abusing it. I admit it.
I'm canceling your...
I get bored between shows. All right. We're going to spin into plugs real quick.
All right.
Do you want to do your question now or after plugs?
I'll do it now.
Okay, let's do it now.
Okay, so I'll ask both of you this. So, Reggie, you have a minute to think about this. Marge, in your imaginings of Trenton, what would your dream Trenton look like?
My dream Trenton would have an avenue of the arts with cafes. Our terrible falling apart buildings would be torn down. Our seniors would be able to get their homes fixed up so that they were once what they were when they first bought them. And we would have a much more cooperative police department that would actually go in the streets and work with the kids.
Mm. I would love to see beat cops again.
Yeah.
Where they know the kids' names and they know just their parents.
Yeah. And get our infrastructure fixed, trim every tree in the city of Trenton.
Starting with the one outside of Newport City Studios.
Well, you want to cut it down.
I want that beat down.
Yeah. I mean, but I think that we really need to work very closely with our downtown neighborhood, because once you get that up and running and you get rid of all the brick walls that mm-hmm. we're running against and work with the businesses so that they can be opened in the evening and we can light up South Warren Street. That's going to spread, and that's going to go into other communities, and we can help them with that. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have a strong downtown where everybody comes, then we have a problem. Mm-hmm. But my dream would be to have all of that, to have a light rail that would actually go all the way down West State Street and city ambassadors throughout the area to work with the community and you know, the visitors that come in. Mm-hmm. More wayfinding signs so that people know where the historic properties are. Mm-hmm. So that we can make awareness of the fire museum that nobody ever gets to see, which is absolutely amazing. There's just so much.
Yeah, there's much here.
There's just so much here. And of course, you know, once people start coming into the city, living in the city, investing in the city, we can work better with the school systems and whatever they're lacking in funding, we might be able to give them because we have more investments in the city and more revenue in the city. Mm-hmm. But we've got to do something about our school system.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
That's an attraction to people. From what I understand historically in the past, Trenton High School was one of the best high schools in the state.
Wow. Cool.
Yep. You know, the Avenue of the Arts, we could start with the High Line.
The High Line. Well, that's not an Avenue Art. An Avenue Arts, if you think of like...
It's an arts district, yeah.
Or no, like Philly. Like, you know how they have that Broad Street has the Kimmel Theater and it has the...
Oh, yeah.
You know, all
the
theaters.
Gotcha, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I think you meant arts like, you know, artists, like artist spaces and stuff like that. You could do the High Line with cafes there.
Well, the High Line can't be a cafe. That's a park.
They could be kiosks. Yeah.
No, it's a park. This is my vision.
But you are.
It could be Reggie's Smokehouse food wagon.
But, you know, I mean, Reggie, they do a great job in marketing. Mm-hmm. The city does a lousy job in marketing. Mm-hmm. And we have to market this city so that investors are willing to come in and look if we have the plans to do something like that.
Right, right. I'm still looking for the downtown Abbey.
Listen,
meaning
that's right.
The brewery, we're going to call it Downtown Abbey.
No, we're going to call it the Abbey, and it's located downtown.
Okay.
Right. It's an Abbey downtown.
So we'll call it the Abbey downtown.
But whenever we talk about it, we'll say, hey, we're going to go to the Downtown Abbey.
Right, and it's a brewery.
And it's a brewery called
downtown.
The Abbey.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you get on that, Marge? Can you start with that?
Because I know some brewers who really would like to have a brewery in Trenton.
I mean, in the past, I've talked to people who have been interested in setting up a brewery. There was one guy wanted to invest up by the Battle Monument. There's a big building there by Battle Monument Park.
What happened? Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get political.
Oh, okay. All forget
right.
that.
All right. All right.
All right, Reggie, here we go. Take two.
So simple. Being the fact that I grew up here in the 70s, Trenton was amazing. So my vision would be bring the 70s back, but more modern. What I mean by that, downtown, all the storefronts were thriving. It was before the malls. There was so much going on. I would like to see more restaurants downtown. And just this past week, one opened up. There's another two on the way.
Yep.
And so that's got me excited. Block parties have always been around, and that's why we do it, because that's something we used to do as kids.
Right.
My dad used to do. And so I'm trying to bring that back and community. In the 70s, there was community. I used to hate going around downtown, and I wouldn't do anything bad because my neighbor would be able to beat my butt.
They were allowed.
Bring me home and beat me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I wish there was a sense of more community here where everybody could look out for everybody.
Yeah. Right.
And it would just make the world and make Trenton a better place.
Right.
See what he said?
Yes.
About being beaten up by your neighbor, and then you go home and you get beat up again.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we were raised.
I know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm beat up by the neighbor, by my neighbor all the time. I was beaten up too. I was smacked in the face by
her. Yeah, you got smacked in the head or whatever.
Smacked in the head,
smacked
in the
face.
What
are you doing that for? I'm going to tell your mother.
Yes.
And my mother would then smack me.
Right. For making the neighbor have to smack me.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool growing up.
Yep.
I like that. And I like what he said. When by your dad, you mean Chocolate Chip Hallett?
Yes.
Yeah, Chocolate Chip was a DJ, a very famous DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his dad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the first DJ right here, right?
Wow.
It was him, Psychotic Jet.
Psychotic
Jet. I love that name.
They were in a battle between the DJs.
Who won most of the time?
Of course, I'm going to say we did.
Even if you didn't, even if you didn't, though.
Yeah. Of course,
of course. I like how he answered. Of course, I'm going to say we did. What does that mean? All right, so we're going into our last bit here, our last segment for plugs. So, Marge,
yes,
would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
Sure.
Trenton Wade's plugs.
Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
You want to promote this?
Will Fonsky just comes in and hands him a piece of paper.
Yeah, I know. That's right.
Right, you're right. Okay, all right. Well, all right. I'm sorry. You're,
tell me when you're ready. I'll do this. Marge is going to do this.
I think he's going to fire me, and I forget he works for me.
Go, go.
All right, here we go. Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. Visit us on all social media, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. I'm still working on TikTok. I'm practicing on TikTok.
TikTok. Tell me what time it is.
TikTok. Yeah, that's not what I'm working on. Okay. That was our first TikTok video. I'm hanging Bella from Bella and Me. I'm hanging her from my hands and making
her
body swing like a grandfather clock.
She actually likes it.
She finds it very soothing.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Yeah. Got a lot of views. I'm like, who are these people watching this? Commenting, what are you doing to the dog? I love the dog's face. The dogs, and it looks like they're enjoying it, and all that stuff. Remember, go to newpodcity.com, click on merch, and get your own Greetings from Trenton t-shirt. And like we said before, man, they've already made over like $600.
I know, and more is coming in.
Yeah,
they need
Greetings
it.
From Trenton. We don't need you. We don't want you. It's selling like hotcakes. You can get them in yellow and blue and gray, all different colors.
Your favorite color.
$20.
Yep.
Don't be a punk. Don't be a cheapskate.
And you're donating that money.
And that money gets donated.
Right.
Well, most of it does.
Right.
Because they need money to make the shirt.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying.
All the profits go to. Right. Yeah, right. Go right over. We don't take a dime of that money.
No, no.
So that's what's going on here. So what do you have to promote, Christina?
Well, I want to talk about Podstock. And we're doing it here in Trenton, New Jersey.
Oh.
I'm going to be bringing the whole world into Trenton, New Jersey.
Yikes. Is there enough room?
Yes. We're all are welcome as long as you're nice.
Right. Whatever that means.
If you're not nice, we don't want you. We don't need you.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, we'll be holding it at the Masonic Temple, which is on Barrack Street, downtown Trenton, right across from the old barracks. There'll be plenty of parking. We're going to have a block party afterwards. There's going to be panelists. There's going to be speakers. It's going to be fun. It's going to be Saturday, June 11th. 2022 from noon till 6 p.m. But then we're going on. We're going to keep going.
Wait a minute. What time does the block party start?
The block party starts at 5.
At 5?
Yes, because not only are the people invited who have gone to Podstock, but we're opening it up to the community.
I hear there are prizes that you have to be present to win. Is that correct?
That is true. There's also swag bags and interesting, fun stuff inside.
Yeah. So does this Podstock have like a website or something? When do tickets go on sale?
Tickets went on sale on my birthday, March 11th.
Oh, so tickets are on sale. Where do you get them?
They are on sale as we speak.
Yeah. Where do you get them?
Podstock.us.
Wow, that didn't even sound rehearsed. Very good.
I try. It's going to be a great time.
As long as no city council is going to be there. That's going to be perfect. Marge, what do you got as far as plugs go?
In April, we will be starting on the first Saturday of each month. Well, for 4 months at least to start off with. I'm inviting, and there are other nonprofits, but we're inviting people to join us to have lunch at some of the businesses. And we're going to designate what businesses we will be at for lunch when we get the schedule together. And this is to promote businesses downtown, to help people understand the importance of coming down and patronizing our Trenton businesses. Mm. There will be music on the street on that Saturday. There will be entertainment or whatever. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm hoping that the community will come down and come in and have a conversation. We can even talk with one another and have a conversation about what we can do to help the businesses. And this is in collaboration with Eric Maywar with the Department of Housing and Economic Development, with the city. So, you know, we're going to do our best. These businesses have been hanging in by a thread during the COVID, and it's time for us to step up to the plate and try and promote our businesses.
I have a question about the businesses. By businesses, do you mean restaurants?
The restaurants.
Oh, so what about the other businesses that aren't restaurants?
Well, I don't know. I mean, first of all, we're going to start the conversation by having lunch.
Right.
And I don't know how many people will come. If you could accommodate, you know, mm-hmm. we can talk. If it's you want to do something like that, we could talk about
because,
it.
Because, I mean, we're talking right now. This is a downtown business.
Right. But I think that we need to get people in the places.
When we need to get people to understand that there are eating places downtown, that will start the food traffic.
Restaurants. Eating places. Oh, cold restaurant.
Are you going to take that from him?
I think from she's trying to say we're trying to just get people to come downtown. They're not on the weekend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then if they come down to the restaurants and then they get to see that there is businesses open up downtown, mm-hmm. then they might
it'll
venture
encourage
down
them to
more.
Come down.
Yeah. But at least that's a start.
Yeah.
Because we're not getting people downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, in my 70s vision, it was a treat for me on Saturdays and Sundays to go to Buster Brown's to get church outfits. And mm-hmm. then we ended up in Calwater Park. So it was a treat as a child to come downtown.
Right.
I wanted to be back to that. A lot of kids don't know that there was so much in Trenton Civic Center. Mm-hmm. I went to roller derby.
Wow. Yeah.
Back
we're
in
talking
the day
about
here.
That.
Roller derby. There was just so much going on in Trenton that nobody knows. There's so much history. And that's another thing in vision. We have so much history. The world probably wouldn't have been the same if it wasn't for George Washington crossing the Delaware.
Right. You're right.
And Trenton is not capitalizing on all of that history it has.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Everybody goes to Philly.
Yeah. Well, Will Foskey says it all the time. Trenton has the history. Philly wrote the trademark.
Right.
Speaking of history, I just want, this is a little shout out to Miss Beverly Mills and Elaine Buck. Do you know them? You know them, right, Marge?
Yeah.
They wrote the If These Stones Could Talk. They just launched a podcast on New Pod City called Lifting the Veil.
Right.
And it's about Black history that you don't hear about in school.
Mm.
And they just did a whole thing about George Washington and who saved his butt to make that cross even possible that you never hear anything about.
That's so interesting.
It was some Black dude that George Washington asked to help him. Mm-hmm. And he did. I didn't know anything about it. I'm like, wow, that's like gold.
Yeah.
So, I encourage you to go check out Lifting the Veil on newpodcity.com. Well, that sounds cool. And you know what? You know what this is, right?
What?
This is yet another episode of Trenton Waves.
Yes, it is.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.